Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to your fifth class in Divine Femme. Today's class is all about self-trust and feminine intuition. This class is a really important one, and our next class on boundaries and being in your power will also be really important to supporting you to feel safe to live in your feminine. Because as we begin to do this work, to come deeper into our bodies, to soften, to open, to experience more of our feminine radiance and beauty, to drop down some of the armor and the self-protective patterns, we can actually start to feel quite vulnerable and quite exposed. And perhaps through your life, you have set up certain patterns of behavior to protect you and keep you safe. And then if you come into doing this work, you may start to feel quite exposed and vulnerable as you unravel those patterns. So what we need to be doing is setting up new, very healthy and resourceful and empowering ways to protect and honor your energy to keep you feeling safe that don't involve shutting down. And that's why these next couple of classes, these conversations around your connection to your intuition and listening to that, trusting yourself and trusting your feelings, speaking up and standing in your truth, embodying your power and implementing boundaries are going to be necessary and important to support you to feel safe, to drop more deeply into your feminine and let this energy guide your life. So let's begin talking about self-trust and feminine intuition today. So what does trust mean to you? Particularly, let's first of all think about the feeling of trust. There's a lot of ways we can look at trust here. We can look at trust in relationship to other people, trust in relationship to the universe, trust in relationship to ourselves. But in general, what does trust mean to you? What does it feel like? What does it feel like to you when you are in a state of trust? More often than not, like when I explore it, it feels like a feeling of safety. It feels like I can relax because I can trust and know that everything's going to be okay, that my needs are going to be met. There's a feeling of certainty to it. So when you're not feeling trusting, you will have some uncertainty, some mind chatter, some doubt, some worry, some questioning. But if there's anything you can think of that you 100% trust, whether it's a person, whether you trust that there'll be money dropping into your account every month through your bank balance, through your work that you do, whether you trust that a person, you trust their word, if they say they're going to be here at a certain time, they'll be there, whether you trust yourself to follow through on something you've committed to, there's a feeling of certainty there, isn't there? There's a feeling of knowing. It's a pretty solid feeling that you don't question, that you don't doubt. There's not even any real thinking around it. So trust does have that feeling to it. It can feel safe, it can feel solid, it can feel certain, it can feel like a knowing. And that's what, you know, for me, and maybe reflect what it means to you, what it feels like to you, that's what trust feels like to me. And when we think about trust, particularly in relationship to our own intuition, and we're going to talk about intuition in this class, when you really trust in your inner wisdom and in what you feel, you can feel incredibly safe. When you really trust in the universe and you trust and know that you're going to be taken care of, that everything is going to work out for you, you can completely relax and just fall into that deep knowing in yourself. When you're in a really trusting relationship with someone, you know that person is honest and genuine, and they have your back, and they're not lying to you, they're not deceiving you, they're not going to let you down. When they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it. You don't ever have to worry. You can completely let go and relax in that relationship. So this feeling of trust is, it's a really powerful one. And when we're not trusting or we're not feeling trusting, what we end up doing instead to find a feeling of safety is we set up all these other patterns of behavior like control, like micromanaging, like overanalyzing, like needing to be in charge of everything that's happening. Or we set up patterns to control our inner selves, to control and manage our emotions, to, you know, be stoic and in control of what we're feeling, to give off certain masks. You know, we've talked about this before, to try to be in control of our thoughts or try to be in control of how we act, versus using the energy of trust, okay, which is much more supportive and empowering. And that's what we're going to be talking about in the class today. So I talk you through a couple of things here, and let's begin talking about trust. I ask you in the workbook here, in what way would you like to be able to trust your body more? In what way would you like to be able to trust your feelings more and trust your intuition more? So imagine you could fully trust in your body, 100% trust, that when your body said, this is what I feel to eat, you could trust that and follow that. This is how I feel to move, you could trust that and follow that. When your body said, I feel like I need to make a change, you could trust that and follow that. When your body, you know, when you met a person and your mind says, oh, this person sounds like a great person to be in contact with, they, you know, they're giving me this very charismatic, warm, friendly persona, or that's how they're presenting themselves. But your body says, no, something's off. Something isn't sitting right with me. There's something about this person that I just, it's just not aligned for me. Could you trust that? Right? If we could fully trust in our bodies and we could fully trust in our feelings around things. But what causes us to not trust that? This is what I really want to explore with you at the moment, because this is our inner wisdom talking to us constantly. We've touched on this already. You know, your body's communicating to you through that gut instinct. Your feelings are telling you what would be good and right for you. Another example is when your mind says you should say yes to that thing. You should put that thing in your calendar. This is a good opportunity. You really should be a good person here and say yes or spend time with that other person. But your feelings contract. Your body says, that doesn't feel good to me. That doesn't feel like something that will bring me joy. Now, that inner guidance is always there. And when we can trust that and act on that, we are living in deep integrity with ourselves. We are living in alignment with our inner truth. We are being guided from within. And all we have to learn how to do is trust in those feelings, trust in our own inner wisdom. But what gets in the way? This, our thinking. Everything that goes up in our mind on top of those inner feelings. So this is where we actually break trust with ourselves. And this is a really important thing to look at. When you know something, when your body communicates to you, when you get a feeling, when that inner wisdom tells you something and you override it and you instead follow what this says. Oh no, but I should be a good person and go along. Oh no, but this is the way I should exercise. Oh no, but I don't want to hurt their feelings by saying no. Oh no, but I really want that chocolate cake, even though my body's saying it wants something more nourishing today. When you override it, you break trust with yourself. And when you make a commitment to yourself, like, okay, that's it, tomorrow morning, I'm going to start, you know, taking better care of myself. Tomorrow morning, the morning routine starts. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to journal for the first time, or I'm going to go for that morning run, whatever it is. And you don't follow through. You break trust with yourself. So building trust within ourselves is something that takes time, particularly if you've had a long relationship of not having trust, of not really listening to your body and your feelings and your guidance, of overriding it, of living from your mind, logic, should, need to, have to, rather than really deeply honoring your feelings. Now, here's an interesting thing that I want to explore with you. And this is where, this is another level to why trusting ourselves is so important. Because sometimes, particularly as women, but also anyone, we can find ourselves in situations where we were hurt, where negative or bad things happened, where someone took advantage of us, where we were heartbroken, where we were blindsided, where we took a risk and the financial resources didn't come through, whatever it is. Now, this could be a bit of a triggering thing to say, But what I often like to bring to my clients' awareness when they say this type of stuff is, I'm like, was there a moment anywhere along that journey of leading to this not so positive or desired outcome that you had an intuition around something, that you had an inner red flag go off, that you had your guidance tell you something and you overrode it? You didn't listen, you didn't pay attention, you didn't act on it. Because I truly want to say to you that I promise you, your body and intuition will always be giving you warning signs. It will always be trying to help you course correct. It will always be trying to bring you to what is truly right for you. And again, this could be a triggering thing to say, but I believe the only thing that ever goes wrong is that we stop listening. And at some point, we start following a different form of guidance that causes us to end up in a situation that isn't truly right for us. Let me give you an example. I was in a relationship for 3.5 years, a little while ago, and at about the 2.5, 3-year mark, I got a very strong hit of guidance. There were some things unfolding in my relationship, and I remember the day my intuition hit me like a ton of bricks in my gut, and I heard the words, "This relationship needs to end. You two both want different things. You each want different things. You're going in different directions. This relationship has to end." It was a very, very clear hit of guidance. I cried through it, I processed it, and I went to speak to my partner to break up with him, and I just couldn't follow through. I tried to have the conversation. We were both so upset. He was trying to convince me to stay. I went through that cycle a couple of times with him, and I ended up staying in the relationship for another year. I overrode my inner guidance because I was afraid, because I found it hard to stand up to my partner, because I believed his words that things would potentially change, over listening to my own inner truth. And what happened? A year later, he broke up with me, and it was one of the most gut-wrenching, painful breakups I've ever been through. Now, if you ever look back on a situation in your life where you ended up in a really painful situation, there's some self-honesty here of, wow, where did I stop trusting my guidance? Where did I stop listening to myself? And you'll be able to identify a moment. And that was a big lesson for me, that as women, the only thing that ever goes wrong is that we stop listening to our inner wisdom. And this self-trust that we need to build is the willingness and the courage to listen to our inner wisdom above all else. No matter how hard, how difficult, no matter what conversation we have to have, no matter what boundary we have to put in place. Then you build this solid, trusting, self-honoring relationship with yourself where you have your own back 100% of the time, and you will act on whatever you know you need to act on to deeply honor yourself. Another thing that I want to share here is, if you ever manifest situations where you can't trust other people, because I've manifested that over and over and over again, I want you to look at where the lack of trust you have with others is a reflection of the lack of trust going on within yourself. My guidance once said to me, because I had been manifesting situations over and over where men would let me down, disappoint me, not follow through, not show up for me. And my guidance said to me, "Connie, you think it's these men that are breaking your heart. No, you're breaking your own heart. You have broken your own heart time and time again by putting your heart into the hands of men before you've determined if you can trust them and if they can hold your heart." And that was a big lesson for me, because I wasn't fully honoring my inner truth when it was saying, "Hang on a second, Connie, don't just give all of yourself over to this person. Stand back a little bit. Have you determined if they're going to follow through, if they're in here for the long haul, if you can trust them? Have they proven that to you yet?" So whenever we're giving our heart, our true selves, our feminine essence to anyone, to anything, we are allowed to be protective, not in a closed up, shut down way, but in a deep self-loving way, where we say, "I am precious and valuable and magnificent, and I know the power of what sits here within my feminine essence and my body and my heart. And for me to fully give that over to you, I first need to be shown that you are a safe, trusting, committed, devoted presence that you have my best interests at heart, that you will support me. And that's where we really honor ourselves first. So there's a lot to explore there around trust, and I want you to really be reflecting on that within yourself as you work through the workbook and this class. So for you to build deeper self-trust within yourself, the work is to be constantly checking into what your body's telling you, your feelings are telling you, your intuition is telling you, and honoring that and acting on that and not questioning that, dropping into a deep place of knowing around it, certainty, full embodied owning of it, and not letting your mind take you away from that feeling. And over time, the more that you act on those inner impulses, the greater trust you will build within yourself. And you'll get to a point where you can always feel safe. You can always feel safe because you know your body will tell you if there's anything you ever need to be aware of, anything that's a red flag, anytime you're not going to be safe, anytime that there's something coming up in the future you need to know about, you'll be warned. So then you can let go and completely trust, right? It's the most beautiful feeling. So it's important that we don't ever override this inner guidance or these inner red flags, because that's where things will perhaps unravel in our life. And look, if you've ever experienced that, make sure you forgive yourself. Don't judge yourself for it. Just really commit to honoring yourself more deeply than ever before in the future. All right, so now let's look at intuition. Distinguishing between your mind and fear and intuition, because this is the biggest question I get. How do I know if it's my ego mind, my fear, that scared, limited part of me, or how do I know if it's my intuition? Particularly when we come into looking at warning signs and red flags, this is a big area where we can say, well, is this anxiety that I'm feeling? Is this me just being afraid and wanting to shut down? Or is this a legitimate warning sign from my intuition telling me to be careful here? I'll share a story with you in a moment that will help you discern, because it can actually be quite difficult to tell the difference. And there's a bit of a process to it. And that's part of the process of you deepening your relationship to your own intuition. Is sometimes you need to go through these times where it's very blurry, and that's part of you developing an even clearer connection to your intuition. But look, here's a couple of ways that I feel like we can discern. So as I was saying before, that inner knowing, it has a real solidness to it. There isn't much thinking around it. When you really know something, when you know that something's going to happen, when you know that something is right, when you 100% congruently, fully aligned within yourself, believe something, know something, there is just this one solid energy there. If you've ever had that experience, think about a time that you've just known it's going to work out, you've just felt a yes around something. There's just almost only one energy there, isn't there? When we're in the mind, in fear, in the ego, we've got usually a lot of conflicting energies going on. We've got thoughts going on. We've got pros and cons lists happening. We've got, yes, but what about this option? What about that option? What about that option? We're jumping from the past to the future. There's a whole lot of inner noise going on. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't actually have both. So you can actually have a deep inner knowing there, then with a lot of ego, fear, mind noise on top. You can definitely have that. But you will know you're up in your mind and your fear when there's all that chitter-chatter going on. Because when you actually really come into your body, as I've said, around a knowing, there's actually quite a lot of spaciousness there. If you've ever committed to doing something that you just know is right for you, you'll just be like, I just know, and I don't need to think about it anymore. And then there's just this space of like, yeah, cool, I'm certain. There's no justification behind it either. Have you ever had that experience where, again, you've decided to do something, you knew something was right for you, and people question you on it, and you don't even have a way to justify it. You just say, I just know. It just feels right. It just feels like the right thing to do. I just know this is the right step for me. Whereas in the mind, in the fear and ego, there's all this sort of story justification around why it's the right thing to do. And we're trying to prove it, trying to convince ourselves of it. And intuition doesn't even need that. So as I said, what you'll find often is in your body, deep down, when you drop below all of the thinking, there is a solid inner knowing there around everything. So if you can't access that at the moment and you're up in thinking, what I would say to you is let go of trying to figure it out in your mind, because you're just up in your mind. You're not in your intuition in that moment. Instead, do something that will help you find some inner space, that will help you come into your body and slow down and feel. So if you're trying to determine and discern what your intuition is around something, what your deeper wisdom is around something, like I said, let it go. Go for a nature walk, have a bath, dance, go and do something else altogether that you enjoy. Go play, go have some fun, go relax, stretch into your body, do a EFT tapping session, have a big cry. Do something that actually takes you out of the thinking mind around it. And as you drop into your body, as you drop into your feelings and you make some inner space, your intuition actually just bubbles up. Because your inner wisdom is always there. The only thing that blocks you connecting with it is all the noise on top. So all you need to do is clear the noise, and you'll naturally find that your inner wisdom will rise up. It feels like it rises from a deeper part of you. I really feel it rises through our bodies. It's quite a visceral experience sometimes. So there's a few other things you can do to actually help you access this intuition as well, outside of sort of making space and coming into your body so that you can build an ongoing relationship with it. And let me give you some things now. These are things that have really helped me over the years. So first of all, I chose to believe that I was intuitive, that I did have access to deeper wisdom, and that there was a part of me that was always communicating to me and trying to guide me and support me. And I think you first of all have to choose to believe that that exists, because if you actually don't believe it, you won't be able to hear it. And every time some wisdom does come to you, you'll question it. So the first thing is, I just simply decided, and I believe we are all intuitive, so just choose to take on the belief that you are, and that you do have deeper wisdom that you can connect with, and that it's always available. You just have to make the space to hear it. So choose to believe that. Then make time each day to connect with and build a relationship with your inner guidance. The way that I started doing that was through my morning practice and choosing to tune in and meditate and connect in with my energetic self, my inner self, whatever you want to call it, your higher self, your soul, the part of me that I felt communicated deeper wisdom to me. I chose to have some type of practice that would connect me in with that part of myself. And it's okay if at the start you don't really feel much. It's simply the intention to choose to connect with a deeper part of you that will help awaken that presence within you. Because it's making the assumption that that part of you exists, doesn't it? If you're going in there every day choosing to connect with it, it must mean that that part of you exists. So it's only a matter of time before it really starts to reveal itself to you. So I began to create a daily journaling practice where my intention was to journal with my intuition. So again, I'm assuming my intuition exists and can communicate to me. So I would sit down and I would write questions each day. They were just open-ended questions like, what can you tell me about this situation? What do I need to know? What lessons am I working on at the moment? What is the growth opportunity in this experience? How can I move through this with more ease? How can I move towards my dreams and desires? And I would write open-ended questions. Well, what guidance do you have for me today? And I would just put pen to paper and start writing out whatever would flow in response. And sometimes, yeah, it was just my mind speaking to me. But what I found was the more that I would write and I wouldn't pause to reread what I was writing, I'd really just let my hand flow. The more that I did that, I began to access a deeper flow. And it felt like sometimes my words were merging. So sometimes it was my mind and then this beautiful other wisdom would flow onto the page, and I'd read back and sometimes not even remember that I had written those words. And I'd be like, wow, that was really comforting and beautiful, what flowed onto the page. Now, whether that came from my mind or not, I don't know, but I chose to believe that that was coming from a deeper part of me. And I would say, wow, look at those beautiful few sentences. That was my deeper part of myself talking to me. That's my loving inner wisdom right there. So I began to uncover what it sounded like. It was always very loving and encouraging and kind and wise. Again, don't get caught up in what part of you is putting those words onto the page. It's more that it holds that vibration. Wise, loving, encouraging, supportive, reassuring. It brings a feeling of relief to you. It brings a feeling of lightness and reassurance. So I would practice that every day, and I began to form this belief, yes, there is this deeper part of me that talks to me through my intuition in the pages of my journal. And over time that, I mean, I've been doing that for 15, 20 years now, and over time that has evolved into now accessing higher guidance through spirit guides, where through developing this commitment every day, it doesn't have to be every day, but as consistently as possible, to connect with that deeper, wiser, loving part of myself. What I have found over the years is now the more that I write, the more I can actually almost channel higher guidance through me. And the words now come to me almost as though they drop into my mind as another train of thinking alongside my own train of thinking. And it actually comes in as channel guidance through my spirit guides. So if the idea of spirit guides feels a little woo-woo to you, and at the moment isn't something you feel to access, or maybe it is something you're really curious about, I would say the starting point is these foundational practices I've given you, the belief that there is higher guidance you can communicate with, that the more you open yourself up and surrender and drop into the flow and make inner space and just let the words flow through you with no judgment, the more you'll be able to access higher and higher levels of guidance that can come through for you. That takes time, and again, it takes an upgrading and a shifting of your belief to believe that that's possible, and the more that you believe it's possible, the more you'll be able to access that guidance. Pay attention to signs and synchronicities in your life. You'll notice that the more you get into these states, the more you notice little things like angel numbers, recurring numbers, a little synchronicity where you were thinking about a book title and then the book appears, someone mentions it, or you notice it in a bookstore, or you get guided to the exact thing you need to hear or the exact person you need to meet. Pay attention to those signs and synchronicities. It means you're really tapping into the universe and you're beginning to co-create your reality. Also, be sure to act on whatever guidance you're receiving, because when you receive inner guidance and then you show that you believe in it enough to take action on it, it's going to validate to you more and more that it's real, and it's going to open up that space within you for more guidance to come through, because you're acting on it, you're valuing it, you're honoring it, you're believing in it. And then every time you act on it and something works out, something positive happens, you get guided to a beautiful opportunity or person or outcome, again, it gives you more evidence to believe in your intuition. Because you can say, see, my intuition said, go along to this workshop. I went along to this workshop not knowing why I was going there, but I met this incredible person who then had this opportunity, which is the exact opportunity that I had been wanting to manifest. If you ever have experiences like that, really acknowledge them, write them down, because that helps you believe so much more deeply in this guidance. It gives you proof and evidence to get your mind on board with it. And then just start to become clearer really around how your intuition communicates to you. Some people really feel it as a visceral gut body feeling. I often feel it as a deep knowing in my belly and chest. Some people hear words. Like I said, I also do hear like another train of thinking dropping in. And a lot of people see images. I will sometimes see an image, almost like a photograph, drop in front of my mind, and it's an image of something, usually that has a symbolic a representation of something, a message that's trying to be communicated to me through the symbols in that image. Or maybe a lot of your guidance is coming through these external signs and synchronicities that are dropping in. Pay attention to the way that your intuition is communicating to you, because you'll be able to notice it much more easily once you become aware of that. So look, as a woman, I believe we are deeply intuitive beings. And as I said, we have such a gift of being sensitive, emotional beings that allow us to really feel into our bodies and the energy shifts happening in our bodies and the deep wisdom being communicated through our bodies. And the more that we honor that, the more we are living in our own power as these sovereign, wise, strong, empowered women on the planet. And we will know that we can soften and open our hearts and surrender and deeply embody our feminine and be luminous and radiant and magnetic and also be safe and protected at the same time. We don't have to shut down our hearts. We don't have to shut down our energy. When we have this deep connection to our feminine intuition and inner wisdom, when we trust ourselves enough to act on it, to deeply honor it and never override it, we will know that we're always going to be okay. And then we can soften even more into our true essence, into our true purpose, and have the courage to act on everything that we're being guided to do so that we can step into our potential. And again, never have to feel that fear of the unknown or that worry that bad things are going to happen, because we know we have this inner guidance, this inner wisdom, this inner power that we can always turn to protect us and guide us. The final thing I want to guide you through, and this is in the workbook, is about building a relationship to your higher self. And I believe that coming into the energy of your higher self really is the doorway to living in a more spiritual way, to eventually opening up the connection to your spirit guides, to living in a deeper connection with your intuition, and to manifesting a whole lot of miracles and magic in your life. Now, use whatever language you want. Yourself has a softer energy to it. Higher doesn't mean better. It's not your better self. It's not a self that you need to become. It is an aspect of you, a part of you that is radiating and embodying and is the representation of your true essence, your true love and light essence, with none of the layers of limitation and lack and inner stories and old perceptions that perhaps are currently disconnecting you from it, okay? It's that part of you that is free from all of that and is the highest, brightest version of yourself that you can possibly imagine. Now imagine this part of you. I am seeing it at the moment as this really bright, luminous being. You don't have to get exact details around what it looks like. You can see it as an energy, but I'm seeing it in front of me as this beautiful, radiant woman, smiling, beaming. She's got gold light all around her, light coming off her. She is open and abundant and so radiant, so luminous, so bright, so free. And she is a part of me that I can go to for guidance, for support, for a loving perspective on everything. And just play in your imagination and just see what comes when you imagine the highest version of yourself. And just really connect with that. What do you see? What do you notice? What do you feel? What energy does it create in your body in this moment? And then ask that part of you for guidance. Ask that part of you for anything that would support you in this moment, anything that would be comforting for you in this moment, reassuring, helpful. If you could see yourself the way this part of you sees you, through pure eyes of divine love, that you are perfect, whole, and complete. What do you see? What do you notice? What do you feel? What do you hear? And this is a part of yourself that you can turn to every day if you want, anytime you're struggling, anytime you need help and support. It's a a part of yourself that's always looking out for you and knows the divine plan of your life. Let her guide you. My higher self in this moment is saying to me, Connie, this, do more of this. Right now in this moment, you're where you're supposed to be. You're on your path. You're doing the right thing you're supposed to be doing. Do more of this. Her energy in this moment is really loving and encouraging. And I just keep hearing, do more of this, do more of this. So notice how when your higher self or your inner guide talks to you, it's not always in the same way your mind talks to you. It's not complicated, intricate conversations. It's usually very pure, simple words. Could be a couple of words that just feel like the most reassuring, beautiful words to hear in any moment. It's more about the energy the words contain more than just the words themselves. So if you want to take on a practice from this class, I would encourage you to be connecting with that part of you each day and then maybe writing down what she shares with you. Maybe acting on whatever it is she's telling you to do and really beginning to trust her as well as a beautiful guide that you can turn to at any point that you need some support. So this is a big class. This has been a big class. I hope that there's been a lot of things for you to reflect on and take away from this class. And really work on this self-trust and honoring of you and having the courage to act on your inner truth, even when it's difficult, even when it's scary, even when it's hard, even when it means letting someone down. And also really work on staying in integrity and in alignment with your true values and your truth so that when you know it's right for you to act on something, when you know there's a choice you need to make, when you know there's a step that would be the healthiest step in that moment, do your best to commit to that, to deeply honor yourself and ensure you're living in integrity and living in alignment with your inner truth and what you know is right for you and good for you and for your highest good in the long term. And then we build this beautiful, trusting relationship with ourselves where we know we deeply respect ourselves and we'll always do what is right for us in each moment. Enjoy working through this class, my loves, and I look forward to talking to you again next time.